It's Wednesday in the second week of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zilstrup. Today our Roman station is Santa Cecilia in Trastevere. This is the Church of St. Cecilia. The Emperor Alexander Severus was not happy with the spread of Christianity, and so he attacked well-known converts in the city, including Cecilia's future husband Valerian and his brothers. This was the time that Pope Urban I was martyred. Cecilia was well-known, and so they tried to kill her too, but with a little more stealth. First they locked her in a steam bath for a few days, and they tried suffocation, and eventually they hacked her head from her neck, or at least partially. She forgave her killers and died. At first, her body was put into the catacombs of St. Callistus, but it was transferred here to the church built in the ruin of the baths where she was martyred. A basilica was built here by Paschal I in the 8th century. You remember Paschal from the mosaics at Santa Maria in Domnica last Sunday. Well, here they show Christ in a blue background surrounded by saints, including Paschal with his little square blue nimbus, indicating that he was alive when the mosaic was made. The glory of the basilica is the baldachin by Arnolfo di Cambio, dated to 1283. Just before the Jubilee of 1600, Cecilia's tomb was rediscovered and solemnly reopened, and they found her body preserved, wearing a bloodied robe. A sculpture was made to portray the moment, which you can see beneath the church's altar today. Cecilia lies on her side, her head partially severed from her neck, her head twisted backward, away from the viewer. From Hope for the World by Raymond Leo Cardinal Burke. An interview with Guillaume d'Alençon. What is the remedy for the current situation? We must return to our roots, to the foundations of our being, and therefore to metaphysics. It is good to go back and reflect again on the meaning of existence, of family life, of life in society and in the world. The human mind needs a realist philosophy to serve as a basis for its understanding of the mysteries of the faith. God alone is the goal of our quest, and everything must lead to Him. Contemporary man will recover from the current situation only with this theocentric perspective. And to arrive at this perspective, we must get rid of all the forms of narcissistic individualism that come from the secularized world. A life that is fruitful, renewed, and converted can be sustained only by the sacred liturgy, celebrated with dignity, for it offers us the riches of centuries of church life. At the same time, we must rediscover the meaning of family life. We must rediscover the school founded on Christian morality, and we must learn anew the fundamental virtues of modesty, purity, and honesty, so as to be able to live together in the sight of God. From the experience of my priestly ministry, I can say that young people are thirsting to hear the truths of the faith. They want to learn to pray and to participate better in the liturgy. They live in such a secularized environment which stifles them, whereas my generation, as I told you, was able to grow up in a Christian environment. Often these young people have experienced the divorce of their parents and the emotional problems that ensue. They are subjected to pornography, to liberation from morality. They are drawn into uninhibited lives that are not fulfilling. Many are looking for true love. But I observe also that many of these young people, who live in this world from which God is excluded, feel a great attraction to a beautiful, holy liturgy that is celebrated with the dignity that befits the Holy Sacrifice, whether in the extraordinary form or in the ordinary form of the Roman Rite, provided that there is great devotion and the sense of transcendence that indicates that we are turned toward the Lord, and that the sacrifice on Calvary is being renewed. Pace Domine, pace Domine.